Item number 18, from the Director of Audit's Office of the Comptroller, submitting an informational report relative to an external quality review of the Office of the Comptroller's Audit Services Division by the Association of Local Government Auditors. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, our standards as government auditors, which are now, it's now required that we follow those standards as a result of the Act 62 and the state legislation that created the comptroller's office, we're required to follow government auditing standards. That means every 3 years we have a quality assurance review. This is the result of the review that we just had conducted. The outcome is that we have a clean opinion, and what that means is they found no material weaknesses in any of our compliance with government auditing standards. They did have a handful of recommendations, three recommendations that relate to greater clarity and precision in our policies and procedures manual. Those have already been implemented, and we accept and embrace those recommendations from the review team. We didn't pick the team, but we were satisfied that we had very competent professionals from Houston and San Jose come in and really give us a good once-over, and we're very satisfied with the results. It, again, is informational, Mr. Chairman, unless you choose to do otherwise.
Pleasure of the committee.
Regarding the Mr. Chair, I move that we receive and place, is in place on file.
Supervisor Cullen moves to receive and place on file item 18 so that it's on the record with respect to this particular audit. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item number 18 be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.